I thought we'd turn away from the blood and thunder and the sadness of the end of the battle and look at a time when there a turning point really in the battle, the 12th and 13th day. Abimanu, the teenage son of Arjuna by his second wife Subhadra, has just been killed, foully killed, fighting on his own. Six against him turned and killed him. And the shock in the Pandavana camp was such that there was silence when Arjuna returned. No one said anything to him. Yudhishthira blamed himself for it. And Arjuna, in enormous grief, said that he was going to kill Joydratha, King Joydratha of the Sindhus, the West Coast, as he was the architect of the death of Abhimanyu. And he took a vow that if he didn't kill Joydratha the next day, he would go into the pyre. He'd go into the fire. He'd emulate himself. He'd burn himself. Quite a shock. Quite a shock to Krishna. And Krishna said tactfully to him, really, this is a great thing you've done. It's very difficult to do. Anyway, we pick up the story where in the evening, Krishna is taking Arjuna to his tent. He takes him to his tent. He lays out on the floor a bed, a base of kusa grass, the sacred kusa grass, for him to lie on. He puts his weapons around the kusa grass. He puts some rice, fried paddy all around it. He puts some sweet-smelling perfume and a garland. And then he leaves for his own tent. He goes to his own tent with Daruka, his charioteer, following him. And he takes to his own bed, a white bed. He then thinks for a while about how to help Arjuna in his grief and also how to overcome Joydratha in the next day. Halfway through the night, he wakes up and he says to Daruka, he says, Arjuna is dearer than the dearest to me. He's like the other half of me. He's dearer to me than my wives. And tomorrow we will kill Duryodhana. And if I have to help him, I will do so. So he said to Daruka, he said, get my chariot. Ensure that, have it always, the horses harnessed up. Have it ready with all my weaponry, disc, spear, arrows, bow, club. And follow me all the time the battle rages against Joydratha. And if you hear me play Panchajanya, my conch, then immediately come up and I will ensure that tomorrow Joydratha will die. I will do my utmost to help Arjuna. He then returns to his bed, again thinking how he can help Arjuna the following day. The Pandavas in the Pandava camp, none of them slept that night. They were all thinking and praying really for the success of Arjuna tomorrow. How is he going to do it? And remembering to the gods how they'd done the sacrifices. If their sacrifices were any good, would the gods help them in this? And they're totally focused on how things would be sorted out tomorrow. The thing was, it's already known that from spies that Duryodhana had put six of his major warriors, leaders, to protect Joydratha. Joydratha was going to be right at the battleground, but completely surrounded by the total remnants of the 11 armies of the Kauravas. Arjuna was thinking before he went to sleep about the mantras that Sage Vyasa had told him to help him produce his weaponry, and also how he's going to actually deal with his vow. And he fell asleep. But during the sleep, he had this dream. He had the dream whereby he was in his tent. Krishna was visiting his tent. He got up as Krishna gave him the seat. And Krishna, for a long time, talked about grief. He shouldn't grieve. Abhimanyu was going to the highest heights, the thing that all Kshatriyas want, their whole goal, their whole dharma, gaining heaven through their activities according to their dharma. Nothing can be achieved if grief pulls you down. That's what he was trying to say. Then Arjuna said to him, well, how am I going to do it? It concerns me. Not concerns, it worried him. How he's going to do it? Because how am I going to see Joydratha in the vast armies that will be congregating around him to protect him? How will I see him? How can I do it? So Krishna sat down facing east. He touched the water and he said, remember, if you remember the Pasupata, the major weapon, Shiva's major weapon, And it was this weapon that Arjuna had actually got from Shiva right at the beginning when he went in heaven. Remember the battle against the boar and Shiva appearing, the wild boar? Anyway, he said, if you haven't remembered the mantra, if you actually sit down and actually concentrate on the Shiva, worship him to obtain the Pasupata. With the Pasupata, then you can be sure of your success against Joyadrata. Pasupata was a major weapon. It's a weapon that could be used time and time again, but it could only be used against some aspects, some beings. It wasn't really designed for killing humans. It wasn't these things, a weapon you could push up and clear a whole field of infantry. Not at all. It was really a situation where it would actually knock out. It was a bit like an atomic bomb, I suppose. Anyway, Arjuna sat down. He began to concentrate like anything on giving worship and praise to Shiva, as Krishna had said. And soon he found himself actually flying through the air with Krishna by him, Krishna holding his left arm, heading north towards the Himalayas. And as they flew over, they could see a whole panorama below them. There was the River Ganges, and then they passed over Lord Kubra. Remember Luke Kubra, the Lord of Wealth, his pleasure gardens, until in fact they could see ahead of them the Mandara Mountains, the Himalayas. And as it is said, they had a sighting of Shiva and of Parvati there with all their beings dancing around, drums playing, things like that. And they landed on earth, as it is said, like an arrow coming down and striking the ground. And when they saw Shiva and Parvati, they went to them bowing their heads, hands folded, and they touched their foreheads to the ground and gave worship to Shiva. And the worship to Shiva was no quick thing. They went on and on and on, saying how great he is and extolling all the things he'd done. And Shiva said very quickly, he said, well, what have you come for? What can I do for you? And so right to point, it was explained to him and that Arjuna wanted the Pasupata. And then he said, well, I know that already. And he said, I'm happy to give it to you. He said, go nearby to a sacred lake where there's amrita in it, the immortal juices drink, and there you'll find it. Bring it to me. So they went to the lake. And when they came to the lake, they went bowed, hands together, chanting the Vedas, the sacred chants that praise Shiva. And they saw there two great big snakes. One of the snakes had a multi-head to it, and the other was just a big snake. And as they came to the snakes, the power of the mantras turned the snakes into a bow with an arrow fixed to it. So they took the arrow and they took the bow back to Shiva. And Shiva said to them, this is actually the Pasupata. And what he did, in fact, Arjuna noticed early on that all the evening offerings he'd made to Krishna in his prayers and what have you, were actually by the side of Shiva. They were actually there. Anyway, Shiva took the bow and arrow, and from his side came out a brahmacharin, a devotee, a young devotee, a tawny-looking chap with a blue throat and red hair. And he took the bow and arrow, and in a special way, with his feet apart and the way he was holding himself and the way he held the actual bow, was noted by Arjuna. And then he strung, he pulled back the bow. All the time, Shiva was chanting the mantra that you needed to release this Pasupata. And then he fired the arrow into the back into the sacred lake, and after that he threw the bow back into the lake as well. And Shiva said, not only will you have this Pasupata, but actually I will give you the capacity to kill Joyadrata. And with that, they thanked, they bowed, and they disappeared and came back to the camp. And the next morning, when Yudhishthira woke, they eventually saw Arjuna. He was full of joy, full of confidence that grief had gone. And then the formidable 13th day was about to come about. And at the end of this day, it was pretty clear that this battle was not going to be a pushover, and it wasn't going to be necessarily won by the Kauravas. And that easily even went through to the commanders of the Kaurava army. So a little later, and we'll see how that went. Thanks very much for listening.